Sing him 191.
191首.
191. Please be seated.
如果要给民数记取一个 theme 哈，一个主题。
If you were to give the Book of Numbers a theme,
不晓得你会用什么做主题。
I wonder what you will pick.
这个民数记啊，在谈到以色列行走旷野路。
Numbers talks about the pilgrimage through their journey in the wilderness.
我们呢，活在人生也是行走旷野路。
In this life, we also walk upon the journey in the wilderness.
我们看到民数记啊，记载了很多这个吃饭的问题、喝水的问题。
Throughout the numbers, we see they encounter a lot of problems regarding eating and drinking.
怎么走到哪里去的问题。
And they have problems encountering whether where to go and where they would go to.
还有人与人之间的问题。
And there are problems among people.
姐姐嫉妒弟弟啊。
Jealousy between brothers and sisters.
可拉党渴望权位啊。
And the by over authority from the people of Korah.
所以其实民数记很多的记载跟我们日常生活关系有很大的关系。
And therefore a lot of recordings from the Book of Numbers has a lot of correlation to our own life.
所以我们可以说在漂泊旷野路上的我们可以从民数记得到一些学习。
And therefore through our wandering through this world, we can learn a lot from the Book of Numbers.
那我们今天用一个主题就是往应许的路上啊。我们来谈几点来共同勉励。
So today our topic of mutual encouragement is the theme of walking towards the promised land.
这个是很大的一个题目哈，但是我们看到前面呢，我们在介绍大纲介绍过了他们能够数点军队，以帐篷做中心，而且也是跟随神的带领。
This is a very broad theme, but we have previously talked about how they have centered their life around the God's tent, and they have started journaling through God's guidance.
我们就来谈一些细节。
So let's talk about a few of the details.
我们再回来看民数记第一章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 1.
第一章第二节第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 3.
请你读。第一章二节三节。
Chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 3. Verse 2, take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clans and families, listing every man by name, one by one. 3, you and Aaron are to number by their divisions all the men in Israel 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army.
第四节。
4, one man from each tribe, each the head of his family, is to help you.
所以我们说他们数点二十一岁以上可以出外打仗的。
And so here they took a census of all the people who were over the age of 20 who could be in the army.
并且每一个族要选一个人做族长帮助他们。
And within each family, each tribe, they will pick one leader to help them.
他们这样子数点，他们就可以真的成为神的军队。
And after this numbering, they truly become the army of God.
我们看出埃及记十二章四十一节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12, verse 41.
其实他们刚出埃及的时候，神怎么称呼他们呢？
Let us look at what God called them when they first left Egypt.
其实他们那个时候还是一群乌合之众没有组织，没有聚力没有组织的一个群众。
At the time, there were just a scattered group of people who had no sense of community.
但是十二章的四十一节，神将称呼他们
So from chapter 12, Exodus, verse 41, you can see.
出埃及记十二章四十一节。
Exodus chapter 12, verse 41.
Patrick, can you read? 所以从埃及地出来的时候呢，他们就被称为神的军队。
When they left Egypt, they were called the army of God.
那在民数记大概一年左右，他们就出埃及一年第二年开始，他们就数点了。
And so after they had left Egypt for 1 year, here in Numbers, they started counting the numbers of the men.
因为军队要知道有多少人数。
Because within the army, they needed to know how many numbers were there.
那我们说过了，他们大概有六十万的人被数点。
We talked about how there were about 600,000 people.
但是昨天我们也说过，数点有一个例外哈。我们看民数记一章四十九节。
We also talked about exclusion within these numbers. Let's turn to the Numbers chapter.
一章四十九节。
1:49
一章四十九节，我们往下读哈，四十九节往下读。
Numbers 1 verse 49 onward.
Aspen, could you read please? Numbers chapter 1 verse 49, Aspen?
Desmond.
Oh, Desmond? Sorry, Desmond. Fifty. Fifty-one. 我们有看到那个利未支派，他们是不打仗的。
So we can see that the Levi tribe they do not go into war.
他们是看管神的会幕的。
They are in charge of the tent of God.
所以请问在第一代到底有几个人进迦南地就是第一代从埃及出来的，到底有几个人进迦南地
？So do we know how many people from the first generation actually entered into the land of Canaan？
两个对不对？迦勒跟耶稣亚对不对
？Caleb and Joshua。
但是其实是利未人没有算的。
But in fact, this was not including the Levites。
被数点的当中有两个，就是六十万那个两个。进去，但是 其中呢，还有没有被数就是这里有利未人是没有被数点的。
So among the 600,000 that were counted, only two entered into the land of Canaan, but this excludes the Levite tribe.
那你看我们说他们是有组织的
And we can see that they had a very detailed structure.
他们把这个六十万大军十二支派分成四个营
And so these 600,000 people were divided into four camps.
那这个我们来看一章的五十二节，每一个人都要归属一个他们的一个地，有所归属。
So chapter 1 verse 52, we can see that they all belong to a certain place.
来五十二节，一章五十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 52.
民数记一章五十二节 ，Rebecca, can you read?所以以色列人自搭帐篷照他们军队各归本营他们有一个营总共四个营嘛。
So Israelites they set up their, camp, their tents by division they had their own camps which
那各归本独那个独那个字念独对不对那个独是什么意思呢有没有人知道大旗
And each under their own standard which was the banner、
所以有每个营都有一个大旗
Each camp had their own banners.
所以他们要归到自己的旗下面，归到自己的营里面。
So they were encamped under their banners in their own standard and division.
那这个营怎么来这个营怎么来分配呢
？And how was this camp divided?
他们总共东边就是在这个他们安营有一个秩序第二章的第三节。
From chapter 2, verse 3, you can see.
请你读。
Verse 3, on the east towards the sunrise, the divisions of the camp of Judah are to encamp under their standard, the leader.
所以东边其实就是犹大营
Therefore, towards the east side, encamped the tribe of Judah.
那十二支派嘛，分成四个营，所以这个营里面有三个支派，第一个就是犹大支派。
And there were all the 12 divisions were divided into four camps, and each camp had three different tribes.
第四节再来就是以撒家嘛，第五节就是以撒家嘛，
So verse 5, you can see that the tribe of Issachar will camp next to them.
第七节就是希伯伦。
And verse 7, the tribe of Zebulun.
第九节说这是犹大营，总共大概十八万，这是最多人的一营。
And so in verse 9, you can see that the camp of Judah, which incorporated these three different tribes, had a total of 100,000.
哎呀，安营的时候呢，南边第十节叫做流便营。
And so on the south there will be the camp of Reuben.
那流便营啊，我们看到这里有十四节哈，有加德。
So verse 14, the tribe of Gad.
十二节有西面哦。
Verse 12, tribe of Simeon.
所以他们这三个支派属于流便营呢。
So these three tribes belong to the camp of Reuben.
那十六节就谈到流便营总共有十五万，大概十五万人。
And verse 16 says that they have about
151,000. 那西边是以法莲营。
On the west side was the camp of Ephraim.
在十八节。
18, verse 18.
在二十三节、二十五节。
Verse 25.
请你读。
Verse 25, on the north will be the divisions of the camp of Dan under their standard.
所以他们东南西北有各个三个支派不同的营他们驻扎在东南西北边。
They were from the east and south and north and west side. They had each encamped with their divisions.
他们有各个的营哈。
They had different camps.
那我们昨天提到说，所以今天我们学习到呢，我们也要来数点神的军队。
And so yesterday we also learned about how we should number our own army of God.
其实神呢也会数点他的百姓哈。
But God also numbers his people.
我们来看一下诗篇的一百四十七篇第四节。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇一百四十七篇第四节。
147 verse 4.
诗篇一百四十七篇第四节。
Psalms 147 verse 4.
Ray, can you read?Ray 弟兄吗 ？Ray， 你是啊？你是 Ray 吗？对，在线里。对，第四节，一百四十七篇第四节。哦、OK 啊，他数点星宿的数目，一一称他们的名。这个天上的星星啊，神啊，一一称他们的名啊。
Stars in the sky, God calls them each by its name.
我在想，是不是说，哦，这个是土星，这个是金星，这个是 Jupiter， 这个是什么？是不是这个意思呢
？I wonder if he calls them by their scientific names, Pluto, Mars, Venus.
我在想，圣经上讲，我们是天上的星，哈。
Bible tells us that we are the stars in the heaven.
神跟摩西讲，我是按着你的名字认识你的。
God spoke to Moses that I have known you by your name.
所以其实神认识我们每一个人的名字。
Therefore, God really knows our names.
所以神呢、也是数点呢、数他的百姓。
And therefore, when God also numbers His people.
你们有没有听过这个？有时候我们聚会当中呢，天使来我们当中点名。
So have you ever heard of the testimony that sometimes among our services, the angels will come down and take roll calls?
小弟到巴西去的时候。
There was once I was in Brazil.
这个小朋友已经长大了，那时候他应该是在 E2 啊。
And at the time, this child, he was in elementary one class.
他就是
E2.
看到天使啊，来我们当中点名啊。
And he saw angels taking a roll call among the service.
真的呢，他说有来的就打勾，没有来打叉。
He saw that angels would put a check.Beside the people who comes and the ones that are not there, they'll put a cross. He'll cross them out.
打瞌睡的打三角形。
And those who are dozing off, they'll put a triangle.
就是你人到心没有到了。
It means you're there, but your heart is not there.
所以神会点名神会数点，会点名。
So God actually takes numbers.
那今天我们在教会里面，我们都要了解教会的状况。
So today, when we're within the church, we must know the situation of each church.
其实我们美国比较没有做的那么好哈。在很多台湾的教会，他们都有所谓的信徒名册。
So in fact, we don't practice this in America, but in the churches in Taiwan, they have a name list of all the members.
如果有个信徒，比如说从伯恩教会搬到纽约啊，他们的籍啊会转到这个纽约教会，会转他们的籍啊。
So for example, if a member were to move from Bowen Park to New York, and they would move their membership residency to New York.
当然我们至少有做到说我们 active member, 我们那个常常出席的弟兄姐妹有那一些我们是知道的了、哦。
But in the very least, we know who are the active members from each and every church.
我们也有电话簿 有时候在想说、这个信徒都没有来我们这个教会很久了，到底要不要把名字拿掉？
And we also have the members directories, and sometimes we think we see some of the members who haven't been coming to church for a long time, and we consider taking them off the directory.
可是有时候会怕说、拿掉以后就不晓得有没有这个信徒了，因为不晓得他跑到哪里去了，我们也不知道怎么办。
But then sometimes we have a concern that if we take them off the directory, then we wouldn't know where about they would move to or go to.
总之呢，关心教会哈，我们真的要了解羊群的状况，要一一的来数点。
But then, in fact, to understand our church, we must really understand how many sheep we have. We have to count them one by one.
小弟见过一个很细心的工人呐。
I've once seen a very careful worker.
他们教会大概有一百多个人。
And there were about 100 members at this church.
他把这个每个信徒呢，都放在一个 spreadsheet 一个表上面。
And so he made a spreadsheet for all his members.
这个左边 column 是人名呢，那这个 role 呢，就是那个教会需要的工作，比如说领事司勤啊、接待啦，吼，各样教会的事工呢，把它放在一栏上面。
So on the left-hand column, he would have the list of all the members' names. On the right-hand column, under that, he would write all the duties that these members were responsible for.
他也做调查，看看同龄他们希望参与教会什么样的事工。
And he also conducted a survey through all the members to ask them which holy works they were willing to volunteer to do.
根据教会的状况呢，他就把每一个人可以做的事情啊，他就把它填在那个表上面。
And he would record all the things that the members were willing to do, and he would assign them accordingly.
所以这样教会就事事有人做啊，人人就有事做。
And in this way, everyone will be assigned holy work, and every holy work will have someone to do.
如果没有数点呢，有时候我们就会没有办法能够清楚的了解。
And so, if without numbering our members, we will not know.
那其实这个不过民数记的数点有一个特别的目的，就是能够打仗，因为成为神的军队哈、他们以后要进迦南有时候甚至在旷野也有这个亚玛利人的欺负就是要有一个打仗，要有组织啊。
But in fact, there's another reason for the numberings of in the book of Numbering, because at the time they were really forming an army so that when they go enter into the land of Canaan, they could go into battle.
那今天我们有没有打仗呢？
But today, do we have battles that we fight?
圣上讲，我们是跟天空属灵气的恶魔在作战的。
Bible says that we are in battle with those with all the spirits in the skies.
我请问大家一下你这次来参加 NATS 有阻挡的请举手。
Can I ask a show of hands those people who encounter obstacles for coming to NATS this time?
才一个吗？两个？三个？四个？那个林姐妹，你要不要讲一下你的故事？我不想讲啊。好，以后有机会你可以私下可以问林姐妹。
So maybe you can ask Sister Lynn.
其实很多人我们要做对的事情呢，有时候真的会有一些阻挡。
Oftentimes, when we try to do what is right, there will be obstacles.
这个是空中属灵气的恶魔在阻挡我们的，这是一种征战。
These are the opposition from the spirit.
我们在南辉刚开始要有安息日聚会的时候
When we first started having Sabbath services in South Africa,
真的很多人这个平常开车没事的。那一天要来就会出车祸，很奇怪。
And a lot of members when they were driving towards church, they would encounter accidents.
或者那一天就出什么问题这样子。
There were all kinds of different difficulties for them to come to church.
我有一次我听延宁教会一个同工在见证一个事情。
Once there was a member from a coworker from Garden Grove, he testified.
有的人要来信耶稣受洗也不简单。
It is very difficult for some people to come to believe and be baptized.
那平常开车来到教会都没有问题啊。
Normally, they will have no trouble getting to church.
那怎么有一个朋友呢？他本来礼拜六要去礼拜天要洗礼的，怎么都等不到他呢？
There was once he had a friend who is coming to baptism on Sunday, but then we waited for a long time, but he wouldn't come.
后来才发觉到，原来他那个教会的路怎么绕都绕不到教会，怎么绕都绕不到教会，很奇怪。
And then he realized that this person, when he tried to get to church, no matter what route he takes, he couldn't find church.
直到有一个同工出去把他找到了。
Until another coworker went out and fetched him.
真的呢，有时候我们真的是跟空中属灵气打仗的。
And therefore, sometimes we are really in opposition with the spirits of this world.
有时候如果你要坚持教会的原则。
Sometimes if you want to stand firm on your principles.
要坚持真理的原则。
If you want to hold on tight to the principles of this truth.
有时候你会有一种 confrontation, 就是有时候会跟人或是跟社会，我有时候有一种冲突了。
Sometimes there will be certain confrontations with people and with the society.
那其实人活在冲突当中，如果没有交托的心是一种，是很辛苦的。
And if we live in these contradictions and we do not know how to rely on God, it will be very hard.
因为你 会知道说，你要常常要面对这些人跟事，这些冲突，常常会被 bother 这样子。
Because you will often be bothered by these contradictions towards people and things.
所以有时候我们真的要组织起来。
So sometimes we must really arm ourselves.
彼此帮助。
Help out each other.
或者我们自己有时候真的会放弃啊。
Or else sometimes we may even give up.
我认识有一个工人
I know a fellow worker.
他在初中的时候呢，他就知道自己以后会当传道。
He knew that he wanted to become a preacher ever since he was in middle school.
因为神给他做了一个梦。
Because God had given him a dream.
他说他梦中看到有一个旷野。
He said in the dream he saw a wilderness.
那一些同龄在行走旷野路。
He saw a lot of members walking among this wilderness.
那旷野有一些野兽啦，有狮子、老虎啦，有狮子啦。
And in this wilderness, there were some beasts prowling about.
那突然从人群当中就有人拿枪出来捍卫着这些弟兄姐妹。
You can see that among these members, someone would take out our weapons to protect the other members.
他就看到自己后来也站出来一起来保护这些弟兄姐妹。
In the dream, he saw that he himself also stood out to protect the other members.
他面对的是一头狮子。
And he was faced with a lion.
但是就是他在保护弟兄姐妹，狮子又在那边虎视眈眈这样坚持久了，觉得很难过怎么办呢？这样长久下去很辛苦。
And so he was standing opposing a lion, and he knew he was protecting against the members against a lion. And when the time dragged on, he felt it was very difficult.
所以在梦要醒起来之前，发觉到自己跟狮子握手，说：“哎呀，你不要欺负我了，我也不要打死你了。”
And so before he woke up from his dream, he saw himself shaking hands with the lion and making peace with him, saying, don't try to overcome my camp and I won't do anything to you.
我们谈和嘛，谈和。
So he tried to make peace with the lion.
你怎么，我人，所以那个工人那个梦他一辈子大概都不会忘记了，很怕自己真的以后将来就是真的会妥协，该做的事情不敢做，因为那战争本身就是一种压力。
So from this dream, he thought that he would never be able to forget this because he wanted to remind himself to never compromise to the oppositions.
所以有时候我们要大家彼此帮助，组织起来，大家来对抗魔鬼。
So sometimes we have to all come together to face our oppositions.
你会不会觉得有时候你的朋友或是正式教会里面的人刚开始到美国的时候，大家很辛苦，夫妻感情都还不错，大家。一起奋斗啦，大家都很感情都很不错，这样子。
Sometimes you realize that when we are all first new immigrants to America, you can see that a lot of friends they have really good relationships within their marriage life. They were very close.
但是以后赚到钱了，也结婚七年以上了。
But once they've made some money and they've been married more than 7 years,
就发觉到好像真的有时候会有一些婚姻上的问题。
And you start to see that some may encounter marital problems.
我知道有一个教会。
At this church.
知道有一对夫妻有问题。
And I know there was some problems between these couple.
可是这种东西也不能到处宣讲这个怎么人家的私事，对不对？
But then we had to keep this discreet.
但是没有人帮忙代祷也不行。
However, it was hard without the intercession of others.
所以有一群人知道的一些好朋友他们就大家彼此商量我们某一个时间我们一起到教会帮这对夫妻祷告。
And therefore there were a certain group of very closer friends and they made a pact so saying that we will come to church together at a certain time and pray for this couple.
他们也商量说应该请这对夫妻多参加丧礼。
And they also discussed among themselves that we should ask this couple to attend funerals more often.
为什么呢？
And why is that so?
因为参加丧礼之后，就是知道人心嗨嗨免写计较， 人生海海，不用太计较。
Because after attending funerals, they will realize that life is just so. There's not much to worry about.
那大家也商量哦，要怎么帮助他们？鼓励他们哦，多访问哦，医院里面的弟兄姐妹。
And they also discussed that maybe we should suggest this couple to do more hospital visitations.
为什么？
Why is that?
也是一样嘛。哎呀，人生就是这样子啦，哎，不要太计较了。
Is to show them that
我们能够活着就是一种啊，感觉是恩典呐，哦。
To show them that they should be grateful for being alive, and that is how life is.
我几十年过去了，十几年过去了。
And so a few decades later.
感谢主啊，这对夫妻现在感情非常的好。
Thank the grace of the Lord, we can see that this couple now have very good relationship.
所以我们数点组织就是为了要打仗。
So when we number our people, it is for the purpose of going to war.
那甚至有时候我们要选一些就是我们有时候打仗也要有一些比如说利未人呢，他们是专门做另外一种工作的。
And sometimes some go into war while the Levites, they do specific jobs.
其实利未人本身后来他们也数点，那是不同的数点呐，哦。
We can see that later the Levites will be numbered too, but they are numbered differently.
我们来看使命书记三章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 3.
民数记三章。
Chapter
3. 三十九节。
Verse 39.
民数记三章三十九节。
Numbers chapter 3, verse 39.
谁可以读啊？ Kevin 可以读一下吗？嗯。这个利未人啊，是从一个月以外的男子就要选了。
For the number of the Levites are counted from since they're a month old.
总共有22,000名啊。
So there were 22,000.
那这个利未人就是要来代替那个以色列的长子。
And these Levites were just take the place of the firstborns of the Israelites.
神说有以色列的长子都是属我的。
God said that all the firstborns belong to me.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为在出埃及的时候呢，所有的埃及地的这些长子通通被神杀了，就是以色列的长子没有被杀了。
Because during the Exodus, all the firstborns of the land of Egypt were slaughtered except for the firstborns of Israel.
你们的生命被留下来，所以你们是属于我的啊。
And because their lives were spared, therefore they belong to the Lord.
那后来是用利未人呢？利未人来代替长子。
And therefore, God took the Levites instead of the firstborns of the Israelites.
所以你看，在婚产业的时候呢，利未人就没有婚产业，他们的产业就是神呐。
And therefore, when you see that when they divided up upon the inheritance, the Levites didn't get anything because their inheritance was God.
那今天我们在数点教会，在组织教会也是这样子。
And it is the same way when we are numbering the church and structuring the church.
我们教会要有一些专职的工人呐，哈。
We have special workers.
不只是传道而已哦。
Not only the preachers.
你看我们在座有很多这个 IA 的或是 GA 的全职的full-time staff， 他们全职为神来工作的人。
And among us, there are a lot of full-time staff from IA and GA. They work for the Lord wholeheartedly.
你看那个以色列百姓奉献十分之一，他们就归给这一族的人，因为他们本身没有其他的收入。
When the Israelites offer their tithe, this tithe goes towards these people because they do not have a means of making ends.
那今天我们教会的收入，我们就是有一部分我们有几个 percent 我们奉献给总会，那总会就请一些专职的工人。
And today, it is the same way our offerings, a certain percentage of our offerings goes to the GA, and GA will hire these full-time workers.
这个就是有关数点人数哈。
And so this is the matter to regarding numbering of the people.
我们昨天也提到说，他们的生活是以这个神的会幕做中心的。
So yesterday we also talked about how they centered their life around the tent of God.
那我们昨天有提到说，他们是有两圈嘛，对不对？两圈呢、啊、
？So we talked about how they encamped.
那个神的会幕外边有两圈呢、啊、
？The tabernacle in two circles.
那个神的会幕第一圈呢，就是被利未支派的人包围住了。
There were two layers outside the tabernacle. The first layer was and came by the Levites.
所以摩西呢是在东边哦，跟亚伦跟一些priests 跟一些这个祭司啊，他们就在东边，在神会幕的东边。
Moses, Aaron, and their sons and the priests they resided in front of the tabernacle on the east side.
歌辖哈，歌辖， 哥辖在南边，是不是哥辖？不是哥辖，哥辖是在北边，米利拉在西边，米利拉在北边，这样子。So
the Gershonites were on the west side, and Merarites were on the north side.
啊，格顺就在南边，这样子。And
Kohathites were on the south.
好，那是这是第一圈嘛，哈。
This was the first layer.
那第二圈呢？我们这个犹大营在东边。
And so outside the second layer, the camp of Judah was on the east side.
那以法莲营在西边。
Camp of Ephraimites were on the west.
但营在北边。
Down towards north.
那另外一个，流便营在南边嘛，对不对？
Reuben towards the south.
啊，他们走的时候也是这样子哦，他们行走也是这样子哦。
And when they set out on their march, they also did in the same order.
啊，就是这个，神的帐幕跟利未人他们在最中间呢，哦。
The tent of a tabernacle and all the priests are marched out in the middle.
从这个东边的犹大营先走了。So
from the east side, the camp of Judah will set out very first.
我们来看一些经文哦，来了解这两个图哦。Let's
read a few verses to understand these diagrams.
我们看民数记。Let's
turn to Numbers.
第二章的第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
第一节，第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
民数记二章的一节二节。
Numbers chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
那个谁可以读一下？ 我们有两个David，对不对？ 那个Irvine的David，请你读。 应该是念读， 是，他们要对着会幕的室为安营。
So they will camp around the tabernacle.
他们安营是这样，行走也是这样，行走也是有秩序哦。
And they had a certain standard when they camped, and they also had a certain standard when they marched out.
对不起，我现在讲快，就是说您跟着我看。所以我们刚刚谈到那个第三节、第九节、第十六节是谈到这个东边的犹大营跟这个。 南边的流便营嘛，对不对？他们两队是先走的啦。So
you can see that from verse 3 to verse 10, on the east side, the camp of Judah set out first, and then on the south, the camp of Reuben set out second.
然后再来是谁走呢？
And then who sets out?
17节。
Verse
17. 17节，随后会幕要往前走，有利未营在诸营中间。 他们怎么安营，就怎样往前走，各按本位，各归本土。Verse
17, then the tent of meeting and the camp of Levites all set out in the middle of the camp. They will set out in the same order as they encamp, each in his own place under his standard.
所以你看到这两组人走完之后，就是这个帐幕走了，那再接着就是另外两个营走了。
So you can see that when the first camp and the second camp set out, and then the camp of the tabernacle will set out, and then the other two camps.
Yeah, 所以十八节就说西边，就介绍西边嘛，对不对？西边的以法莲营嘛，就跟着走了。
So verse 18 onwards says that on the west, the camp of Ephraim will set out third.
所以今天，我们再问你个问题。
So let us ask ourselves another question.
你生命的中心，你是围绕着什么在过你们家的生活？
What is the center of your life, and what is the greatest emphasis you put towards your family life?
你会不会觉得好像我们生孩子之后，好像孩子就是变成我们家里的王啊？
Do you sometimes feel like after having children, your children become the king of your family?
那个孩子变成家里的中心呢，不是夫妻啊，也不是神。
The center of your family become your children. It's not your spouse or God.
这次 NCC 开会的时候，这个 pastoral department 哦，就是这个。教牧组啊，他就做一个这样的报告。
So during NCC meeting this time, the pastoral department made an announcement.
然后他说，请同工回去勉励一下这个30岁左右的同工哦，不要这个聚会的时候哦，一个孩子哦，四个人在护堂带这样子了。
So they encouraged the pastors to go back and encourage members that if you have one baby, do not surround the baby with four adults, and then you during service you.
现在常常一个 baby 哈、哦， 爸爸妈妈带，祖父祖母一起带，所以常常一个孩子四个人带，而且都聚会的时候就四个人哄一个孩子在护堂这样子了。
So you often see that in the side chapel, you will see the parents along with the grandparents taking care of one baby.
当然我们孩子是我们的宝贝了，吼。
We know that our children are precious to us.
但是真的有时候我们姐妹要坚强一点。
And sometimes I encourage sisters to be strong.
有一个弟兄他说，我太太喂奶，我要陪，我不能到会堂去听到，因为给他moral support, 所以喂奶也要去陪这样。
A brother told me that when my wife is breastfeeding, I have to accompany her, I have to give her moral support.
其实一定要这样嘛，我们可以想一想，然后。
We can think about this.
我们家是孩子做中心呢，还是神做中心？
Think about your own family. Is a children center of your family or God?
是耶稣做中心呢，还是金钱做中心？
Is God center of your life or money?
我们发觉到哈，行走旷野路，他们的生活非常简单。
We can see that through their journey through the wilderness, their life was very simple.
我们发觉到我们生活越复杂哈，我们就被有很多思虑环绕缠累着我们呢。
We can see that the more complicated the life we live, the more worries that we have.
所以有人真的说，这个要过简单生活是极大的智慧。
And therefore, someone once said that it is great wisdom to live a very simple life.
但是我们也注意到，其实他们虽然是以神做中心，他们一个营有三个支派，他们他们族住在一起，他们本身之间也是有沟通的啦，有 fellowship 的。
We can see that even though they all encamp in different camps, within each camp there are three tribes, so they do have a sense of community and communication.
所以我们弟兄姐妹除了我们教会有组织我们以神为中心，我们跟弟兄姐妹也要有互动。
So brothers and sisters, when we're at church and we have God as our center, among ourselves in our camps, we must have interaction with our fellow brothers and sisters.
我问一个问题。
I have a question for all of you.
没关系啦，你可以想想看，你来教会有时候觉得很孤单的，请举手。你很孤单。
Raise of hand if you sometimes feel lonely when you come to church.
有时候教会越大我们去的时候越觉得孤单，很奇怪。
Sometimes the bigger the church is, the lonelier you feel when you are there. It's strange.
我很难忘记有一次我遇到一个很久没有来聚会的姐妹。
I had this unforgettable experience once. I met this sister who hasn't came to church for a long time.
那天我跟我太太不晓得做什么，刚好到一个店里面去。
And so, one time, I went with my wife to a certain shop.
那姐妹刚好在那边出现了。
And we happened to run into the sister there.
我们就站在那个店门口聊了很久了。
Also, we stood in front of the shop and we had a very long chat.
他谈到说，他先生来教会都没有人理他，这样，他先生还没有信呢。
And she talked about how her yet a believer husband, when he goes to church, nobody talks to him.
他后来选择一个其他的教会。
And the end, they chose to go to a different church.
他说他也很不想去啊。
And she said that she is really unwilling to go.
他知道这里有真理啊。
She knows True Jesus Church is where the truth lies.
但是他说他先生在那边很快乐。
She said that her husband is happier at the other church.
为了先生他就跟着去了。
And so for the sake of her husband, she goes to the other church.
最后一句话真的很触动我的心。
And the last thing that she said really touched my heart.
她说传道，我在教会很寂寞。
She told me that preacher, I am very lonely at church.
她真的眼泪掉下来了。
And then her tears fell.
所以我才知道，原来她真的不是不想来教会了。
And so from this, I knew that it wasn't because she didn't want to come to church.
那个我们教会有时候没有团契有些弟兄姐妹没有互动有些弟兄姐妹真的会被忽略掉。
Sometimes without a sense of fellowship, without a sense of interaction, some of our brothers and sisters may be neglected.
其实这个要有团契，必须要有一些人去招呼，去把它组起来。
And in order to have fellowship, sometimes we need some certain individuals to initiate these actions.
以前这个教会现在也是一样，他们诗班结束之后呢，他们出去开两桌大家分摊。我看他们真的是来教会很快乐，吃饭也很快乐。
So I know that this church, they have a choir, and every week after choir, they would go out to eat, and they would have two huge tables, so they work happily and they eat happily.
这个人要有团契才行。
Man needs company.
那个团契不只是说这个属事，就生活要有互动
not only fellowship in church, but we also have to have interaction in our lives.
我小弟以前属伊丽莎白教会啊，早期啊。
I used to be at Elizabeth Church.
我很怀念那里的西北区啊。
And I missed.
我们有一区叫西北区啊。那时候啊，德肯巷啦。
West North.
Peter 那个小摩西的 Peter 啦，我们都在一起了。
I miss the West North area.
因为我们大家的孩子也差不多大这样子哈。
I was there with a fellow preachers and deacons, and our children were about the same age.
我们每个礼拜大概聚会，礼拜二每个礼拜聚会两三次。
So we would have service a few times a week.
大家一起出去露营这样哈。
And sometimes we go out camping together.
我们觉得好像教会生活很快乐了。
And I feel like our spiritual life is very fulfilling.
所以你在教会一定要找到一些哈，我们要有人去把它组起来。
And therefore, at church, we must have someone to take the initiative to interact with each other.
能够有一个互动哈。
To interact with each other.
那最后我们来谈到有神的带领，有援助火柱的带领。
So let us talk about how the Israelites were guided by the pillar of cloud and fire.
我们有属点，有组织，然后又以神为中心，又弟兄姐妹有一个团契生活。
After we have done the numbering, and then we have centered God around our lives, and then we have the guidance of God.
那我们也要由神来带领我们的方向。
We must have the guidance of God.
我们是属灵的团契，不是属世的团契啊。
We are of a spiritual fellowship. We are not a fellowship of this world.
我们看民数记第九章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 9.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
来读十五节。
Chapter 9, verse 15.
我来读，因为时间的关系。十五节，立起帐幕的那日，有银彩遮蔽帐幕，就是华贵的帐幕。从早上到早晨，银彩在其上，形状如火。第九章十六节，尝试这样银彩遮盖会幕，夜间形状如火。十七节，云彩几时从帐幕收上去，以色列人就几时行。云彩停在那里，以色列人就在那里安营。我们跳到二十二节，云彩留在帐幕上，无论是两天，是一个月，是一年，以色列人就驻营不起行。但云彩收上去，他们就起行。无论云彩什么时候走，他们就走。有时候包括一年就定在那里就不走嘞。
So they went whenever the cloud went. So when the cloud stayed for a year, they will stay for a year.
所以他们眼睛是看得到云彩的。
So they can see the cloud with their own eyes.
这个是神的带领啊。
This was the guidance of God.
那以色列的军队呢？他们也要看神的带领，要吹号。
And the Israelites also had to follow the trumpets.
那我们看第十章的第一节、第二节、第三节。
Chapter 10, verse 1 to 3.
请你读。
Verse 1, the Lord said to Moses, 2, make two trumpets of hammered silver and use them for calling the community together and for having the camp set up. 3. 3, when both are sounded, the whole community is assembled before you at the entrance of the tent of the meeting.
如果你们有机会研究一下这两支号啊，他们吹一支吹大声是什么意思？两只吹大声是什么意思？一只吹小声是什么意思？两只吹小声是什么意思？你们做一下功课好不好？
So if you have time, please read this and find out what is the meaning of one loud trumpet, one loud blast, and two smaller blasts, and one loud one sound and two sound.
其实这个两只号有很多作用的。
So these two mirror trumpets have a lot of meanings.
一个作用就是让大家起行啊。
And one main purpose was for the camps to set up.
所以你看哦，你眼睛看云彩，耳朵听号声啊。
So you can see that they, their eyes looked at the clouds and their ears listened to the sounds of the trumpet.
看到云彩，怎么开始起行了？那你还是要听号声才起行啊。
When they start seeing the clouds move, they also have to watch out for the sound of the trumpet.
那云彩没有动，你不可以随便乱吹号的。
And if the cloud doesn't move, they do not sound the trumpet.
那云彩动，你不可以不吹号的。
And when the cloud moves, they cannot not sound the trumpet.
所以这个工作，这个组织一定要看神怎么带领，我们才邀请弟兄姐妹大家一起来同心合意做事情的。
And therefore, the work of this whole community must look at the guidance of God before they set out to do something.
所以我们生命当中我们看行走旷野路你要等云柱火柱的带领。
And therefore, when in our life when we're journeying upon this wilderness, we also have to wait for the guidance of the cloud and the trumpet.
如果你自己走，可能会热死哦。
If you go by yourself, you might be scorched to death.
这是我猜的啦，我猜的， mm-hmm. 因为他们在旷野嘛，对不对？那云彩没有走，你自己走，走的地方可能没有云彩哦。
Because if you set out without the cloud to cover you, you might be scorched.
你自己在旷野走走看，没有云，你走走看。
You can try going out into the desert without covering.
可能会死哦。
You could die.
所以其实他跟着云彩走是有原因的，是有原因，因为那个云彩啊，晚上像火，应该有提供一些温度，旷野晚上很冷啊。
Because at night, this is a pillar of fire, and probably gave out heat, that warmed them.
那白天云在他们上面呢。
And in the morning, cloud traveled above them.
那其实很清楚，这个带领是很清楚的。
And therefore, this guidance is very clear.
你看圣经上神的带领都很清楚了，哦。
You can see that all the guidance of the Lord that was recorded in the Bibles are all very, very clear.
神跟大卫讲。
God told David,
你要绕到敌人的后边去哦。
Go around the back of your enemies.
你听到那个桑树上的脚步声啊。桑树上有脚步声的时候，你就要 勇敢的前去打这个敌人呢、啊。
And when you hear the mulberry tree make three sounds, and then you have to strive forward and strike your enemies.
没有 three sound， 就是 sound 就好了。
Oh, the sound.
那个不晓得你怎么想象桑树上有脚步声哈、哦？树上有脚步声，你怎么想象
？So how can you imagine there will be a footsteps among the trees？
我在想，一定是好像突然狂呼，大概是这样子吧。
So my guess。
我不晓得那是什么声音呢、啊。总之，你听得很清楚就对了。
But then, the Bible records very clearly.
你会听得很清楚。
You will hear the sound of the tree.
所以今天如果有神的带领在你生命里面哦，你不会模棱两可了，不会了。
So if today you're waiting for the guidance of the Lord, it wouldn't be a very random.
真的，有时候你为一个事情祷告，你那个知道那个平安是从神来的，你已经知道主耶稣已经应许你的祷告了。你那个平安很特别，那个平安是从神来的。
Sometimes,
有时候是这样子的。
Sometimes when you pray for certain things, and you know very certainly you have this peace in your heart because God's signal is very clear.
有时候你为一个事情祷告，怎么读圣经那一节，你看到就会掉眼泪啊，因为你看到这一节就是神在跟你讲话。
Sometimes you pray for certain things and you open the Bible.You see a very specific verse speaking to you, and you know right there that it was God speaking to you.
我们常跟小朋友讲，你在路上哈，那么多人，有时候你就哎，会叫老王老王，你那个老王你就认识，看背影你就认识啊。你在 supermarket 或是在很多人地方哈，你突然会叫老王老王，或者是Smith， 你因为你就不认识这个人了哦。你虽然他在背影，你都认识的他。
When you are outside, maybe in the supermarket, you run into your friend, and you know right then that it was your friend because you can recognize his back.
那个圣经的经文很多，就好像很多人一样。
So there are a lot of verses in the Bible, just like there are the multitude of people in this world.
有时候一读，那灵里的感动就是这一节就是神在跟你，就是你现在环境的一个答案。
Sometimes when you read one verse and you know right away, this is what God is trying to tell you. This is the solution to your problem.
很清楚了哈。
It will be very clear.
甚至有时候是异象。
Sometimes you might even see vision.
有时候神就给你开一条路，像那个老仆人一样哦，亚伯兰的老仆人哦，他一看，哎，这个是神按照他祷告所成全的。
Sometimes just like the servant of the old servant of Abraham, when he prayed and he knew right away that God opened a way for him.
所以我们要追随云柱火柱的带领。
Therefore, we must follow the guidance of the pillar of fire and cloud.
我们跟随神，神为我们负责。
When we follow God, God is responsible for us.
我们走自己的路，自己为自己的选择负责。
When we take our own route, then we are responsible for ourselves.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.